little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to move on to a presentation. So this is the last of our child health presentations, which is a wheeze. So we're talking about a new child who's called Tanya. And Tanya has a wheeze. Let's call her, let's say that she's 13.
So thanks for bringing Tanya in today. There's a few questions I'm just going to ask that are important when we're talking about wheezing. So can you tell me how Tanya's breathing is?
Well, it's noisy.
Okay. And does she look like she's working very hard to breathe?
No, I wouldn't say so. It's just kind of a bit musical, really. And it sounds like she's out of breath, but to be fair, she's not distressed by it.
Okay. Is she breathing particularly fast?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay. And can you tell me, is there any asthma in family members?
Yeah, I've got asthma as well.
Okay. With her wheeze, does it happen at any particular times, such as during exercise?
Yeah, come to mention it. Yeah, she's running around, then she's normally wheezy after she's been running around.
Okay.
And I guess, like on this occasion, she's got a bit of a cold and she's pretty wheezy with that, and she's been a bit like that before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a couple of other questions. Is she growing okay?
Yeah, no, she's quite tall, actually, yeah.
Good. And just to make sure, did the wheeze come on suddenly at all?
No. After exercise, it tends to come on, but no, when she gets a cold, it just comes on quite slowly, usually.
Yeah, okay. So it sounds to me that Tanya has got a wheeze that you're noticing, and despite that, she's not actually really distressed. And it does sound as if she's getting it both with colds and sometimes after exercise. And the fact she's got a family history of asthma as well, it does make me think that she could possibly have asthma. I don't know how that sounds.
That sounds very reasonable. I think it was probably what I was thinking you would say, to be honest.
Yeah. Yes, so it sounds a bit along the lines of what you were thinking. I mean, that makes sense. The good news is it doesn't sound as if she's too distressed by it and it's not affecting her growth or her ability to do things, which is good. So in this case, there are a few things we do next to work out whether it might be asthma, because it does take a bit of time to work that out sometimes. And one of them would be that we could give you an inhaler to try with Tanya. Another would be to see whether we could start measuring peak flows, which you might be familiar with from your own care.
Yeah.
And what we would
Well, I've still got my peak flow meter, so I guess what I could do is what I did when I came to have the diagnosis made in the first instance, which was to measure my peak flow each morning and each night, and then after exercise. So before and after exercise. And my doctor told me that because my peak flow was dropping more than 15% compared to my pre-exercise level when I was exercising, that was pretty diagnostic of asthma.
Yes, okay. So we could agree that you would monitor with Tanya her peak flow the same as you did, and we could give you an inhaler with a spacer device that you could use when she does have the wheeze and after exercise, if that would improve things. And we would usually want to see you back in a couple of weeks with the results. Now, when you were leaving Tanya and Tanya's dad to get on with that, you would need a safety net in order that they came back more soon if there was something more urgent. So we'd have a go at that.
So Tanya's never been particularly poorly with this, and the chances are that she never will be, and that these symptoms are probably going to be relatively undistressing for her. But it's important that if she does become distressed with her breathing, that we're very happy to see her again urgently, particularly if she's exhausted with it. We're talking about options of treatment at this stage, but we haven't actually given her any inhalers. And I suggest that we think about giving her inhalers, and my asthma nurse will ensure that she knows how to use them correctly. And we usually give inhalers, almost always give inhalers now with a bubble device or a spacer to make sure that the medicine from the inhalers gets into the small airways in the lungs. Otherwise, those inhalers don't work very well. So if you're finding that she's getting wheezy under other circumstances, not just with colds, then it's probably worthwhile us thinking about giving her some regular treatment for this as well. So I agree. I think she probably does have asthma, but we don't necessarily need to give her much in the way of a treatment at this stage if it's not affecting her very badly.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no